Hello and welcome to The Flying Frisbee with me, Dominic Frisbee. As always, you can read today's article, you can listen to me reading today's article as you're doing now, or as many like to do, you can read and listen at the same time. And today's piece is called What is Going On with Gold? Massive OTC options position? Getting to the bottom of the recent surge in the gold price. Before we start, have you noticed Condor Gold, ticker symbol CNR.L in London or COG.TO in Canada, is really starting to move? Since we covered it in December, that call is working out well. Fingers crossed. Take a look if you haven't already. I wanted to take a look at the gold price today. As I'm sure you're aware, it has been extraordinarily strong in recent weeks. $2,100 an ounce, or just below, was resistance for 4 long years. Each attempt, and there were at least 3 to get through that level, stuttered and stalled. Then last month, after a false break, late last year, we broke out. Gold has not looked back, suddenly putting on over $200 and behaving like something out of the spivier end of the cryptocurrency markets. When an asset breaks out to new highs, there is no resistance overhead, just blue sky, as they say. The price will often shoot up higher and quicker than expected before the run eventually starts to fizzle out. It will often then retrace to the breakout point. Kiss it goodbye and off we go. So I don't think there is anything particularly abnormal about what gold is doing at the moment. We're in the shooting up higher and quicker than expected phase of the cycle. Typically, it will at some point fizzle out and will return to the breakout point and kiss it goodbye. And here is an illustration of what I mean. And in the article, you can see that illustration, a chart of gold. Now, it goes without saying that this is a possible, in my view, likely scenario, but price action in real life is always a lot messier than idealised predictions. At least, I didn't think that the price action was particularly abnormal until I spoke to my mate Ross Norman of Metals Daily yesterday. We had a long chat, and he is very concerned about what is going on. He thinks something big is afoot. I have to say, when it comes to gold price action, I bow to Ross. He's been at the coalface all his life. Current prices are a long way from traditional buyers, he says. And by the way, if you're interested in buying gold, you should check out my recent report. I have a feeling gold is going to come in very handy in the not too distant future. And my recommended bullion dealer is, as always, the Pured Gold Company. There's a link to them in the article. And if you speak to them, tell them I sent you. Now, in the 1970s, the Hunt brothers accumulated extraordinary amounts of silver, so that by 1979, they had nearly cornered the market. The silver price famously rose from $11 an ounce in September 79 to $50 in January 1980. It then collapsed all the way back to $11 and below. The Hunt brothers were charged with manipulating the market and eventually filed for bankruptcy. Obviously, the gold market is many times bigger than silver was, but Ross thinks that this price action is not normal and that there is a huge, perhaps even Hunt brother huge, options trade somewhere behind it. A normal gold market would have corrected this week after strong inflation data prompted the dollar and 10-year Treasury yields to rally, casting strong doubts about a June Fed rate cut, he told me. But gold ignored it. The buying is not coming from physical demand in the West. That has absolutely cratered. US mint sales of gold eagles in March 2024, for example, are down 96% year on year. ETFs have been seeing net outflows, especially with the listing of Bitcoin ETFs, and shed 15% of their total holdings. Chinese demand is hot, but that is offset by weaker than usual Indian demand. Flow of gold to Asia, Ross tells me, is currently good but not exceptional and therefore not sufficient to propel gold to current levels. Global central bank purchases have also eased. In any case, central bank buying tends to be much more measured. He discounts the idea that a sovereign state is behind the move, maybe a BRICS nation along the ongoing de-dollarisation story. They tend to buy on the benchmark or fix, and these purchases are not. For a move of this scale, we would have expected physical transfer amounting to several hundred tons, and there is no evidence of that. London physical gold holdings are actually up a little. What about the options market? While there have been some large trades on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange with high strike prices, they are not really sufficient to drive the market much higher. So that just leaves the murky world of over-the-counter OTC markets, which seem, as Ross said, to have been corroborated today by the LBMA data. Someone has evidently made a monumental bet on the gold market via the OTC options market. I'm trying to find out what I can from the LBMA. I gather bean counters are crunching the data as I write, also trying to figure out what's going on. As this is the OTC market, we don't know, as Ross puts it, precise volumes, strike prices, or expiry dates. All we know is it appears to be extremely significant in size. A well-known hedge fund did precisely this back in the early noughties with enormous success. I'm hearing numbers are as big as 50 to 100 million ounces. That would be 1,500 to 2,500 tonnes. China's entire official holdings, to put those figures in context, and many times the UK's. Huge, if true. If true. Here's the thing. When those calls expire, the gold market, as Ross says, will quickly discover gravity. We just don't know when. And I'm very sorry to do this to you, but the remainder of this podcast is only available to paying subscribers.